23rd. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Motion to approve the agenda?
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of vouchers of the general fund of $48,802 to $48,836.
So moved.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the June 13th, 2016 town board meeting.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the June 14th, 2016 special town board meeting. Or special town meeting, excuse me.
So moved as read.
Second.
Motion made and seconded, all those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Treasurer's report?
We had a CD that matured in July and was, with the interest, it was $100,162.12. And that was deposited into our reserve fund money market. This Friday, we're going to have another CD coming due. That's going to be $57,490.47 plus interest. And I'm also putting that into the reserve account. That'll pay for our shed, so.
Is it an ambulance CD?
No, ambulance CD, there, that's, this is this one down here.
Oh, I see.
Down here, okay, yeah.
I see.
Yeah, but the ambulance.
They're real close to the same number.
Yeah, ours, yeah.
Yeah, they are.
And that one matures in December, and we, you'll have to decide what we want to do with that when the time comes, so.
Got it.
Other than that, in the regular town meeting, town account, we have $919,941.68. And in the ambulance, we have $400,682.05.
Make a motion to accept the treasurer's report as presented.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report as submitted. All those in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried. Item number 10, discussion action, brush tractor mower. Got Pete here today too for this. Our mower that we've got, we've had some problems with, actually with what was down in the transmission, right? So we had to send it off to get repaired, and our cost estimate is just a little over $8,000 on the repair for it. In having that, we had some problems with it last year, right?
We've, in the last 5 years, and we use it a lot.
Yeah.
But we've done some 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, I think it was $7,000 the one time. We've put some money into it.
So we've been putting money into it, yeah. They've got it, when it's running, they've got it out all the time. I mean, doing 148 miles takes a while.
Right. How old is it?
That is a.
I don't think it's a lot of it.
It's.
'06 or something, maybe?
'06, I think.
I can't remember.
It's 10 years.
Yeah, it's 10 years old at least, yeah.
And so Pete got some prices, and this is just, you know, for our budgetary purposes, I guess, if you guys want to go that route when it comes to budget time. From Lulich Implement over in Mason, and this is for New Holland. It's $111,000. And then for the boom, for the mower, it's another $54,000. So you're looking at, and then what they gave us, a minus municipal discounts, which is $51,000, I mean. The total comes to $115,000 on that one. And we got another one from Priester and Schnell, which is a John Deere, for a 6120E, which is similar in size to what we have now, right?
Right, and but the newer one, if we got one, we've got a two-wheel drive, we might go to four-wheel drive. Not that we need four-wheel drive, but the suspension in it, I guess, is better for all the weight of that boom going out.
Because that was part of the problem that we had one time, was the boom cracked.
Yep.
With the weight.
And we've done that, I've broke it a few times from being, you know, we do a lot of overhead and it's out there and you bump into stuff and, I know one thing, the first 5-6 years we had it, it got a lot more wear on it because we started, we used to mow each guy a couple weeks a year and take care of the brush. Well, now we've gotten on a better regimen of mowing more, so that way we've got small stuff. We're not mowing 2-3 inch trees where that thing's taking a beating to where now we're, we can mow faster, you know, instead of 2 miles an hour, we can go 4 miles an hour. And we're keeping it more down to brush and grass. So when we get a new one, it won't get
the beating this one got.
Now, when we bought this one, didn't we have to, after the fact, we realized that it was, that there needed to be a safety feature added, so we had that like cage built around the cab. Does, do the quotes that you got include some kind of a safety cage or something?
I don't know. I wasn't here, Tom actually called, and I don't think so. I think this is just, he just called one of the, to get a rough idea with the mower and the tractor. I don't think that's with the...
No, this one, like...
So we have to add that too?
Yeah.
The New Holland just has gotten the factory cab.
Yeah.
Which is ag cab.
Right.
And the John Deere, they don't even have a listing of the accessories on it. They gave us a price of $108,000 for the machine, $20,000 trade-in, so $88,000, and this is, you know, these were just quotes, it's not actual pricing. And then another $54,000 for the brush.
Right, but that would be something extra and you need it, because...
You gotta have it.
When we're mowing overhead, they come down.
Oh, absolutely.
Sometimes I bumped into a 4 or 5 inch tree, and it's just enough, it hits it, and down it comes, and the thing has saved us many times.
Well, and I'd hate, especially where it's always at an angle, I don't want that going out without having a roll cage on there, because it could easily go over.
Right, and we don't get into, you know, usually we're on the road or on the side, but it'd be good for that too.
If we've got a lot of rain and it's soft, it's...
Built in, I think they're made.
Yeah.
But it would be good to have.
So anyway, we're repairing it now. Hopefully we get it back shortly.
Mm-hmm.
And your quotes on this are $115,000 to $120,000.
Well,
but this was with the tractor and the brush unit. So $115,000, and then the other one would be...
Is he looking for suits?
Would be $130,000. So it gives us an idea of what we need to budget for a machine. The transmission started growling and they took it in and they found a problem with it. That's of course under the cap, right in the middle of where nobody wants to go. Yes, Jim.
Do we get a, since it's for a village or a town, is there a warranty on these vehicles?
What'd they give us on a warranty, like 2 years or something, I think, on the last one?
Yeah, I don't remember, but it's...
And because of the nature of the usage of them, where they're brush tractors, you know, they take quite the beating.
But if you put 148 miles of roads on, plus travel time, what is it, 300-400 miles a year?
Yeah, but it's hours. Yeah. It's based on hours.
The warranty's based on hours?
Hours and use.
There's an hour meter on it.
And one other question is, we have a John Deere now?
Yeah.
Is that boom salvageable that could be put on a different John Deere?
It's been welded and re-bushing.
What happens is, you know how you've got the mower deck unit itself, that top takes a beating because of everything underneath it, and we've already welded plate steel on there three times.
And there's 4 different hydraulic cylinders on there. We've rebuilt them and re-welded the ends. You've seen it. It takes a beating.
And the thing is, it's not from abuse. It's just from use.
Yeah.
So does our current one have an underneath deck plus on the boom?
No. Just on the
just boom.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Because we don't have as many ditched roads like the state or the county. We've got some contour. We've got that thing
we gotta be able to move down,
and there's places where we're in and out of the trees, and we don't have a lot of places, you know. We've got a few roads where you could use that, but
thoroughfare, Mitten Lake.
Yeah.
Very few that you're actually can just drive, leave the home and go. Not even the whole way.
Right.
I have a concern, and I'm not saying that I want it just fixed immediately, but I would say for budgetary time, I would like some type of rotation. You know, I mean, I know you can't, you know, I mean, this is something that's kind of rare, but I don't know how long do the trucks last here and how long does everything last here? It's like, I'm just saying is this, I would like a little bit more of a forecast of what would this town board, what would this community be looking at in, say, 5 years or 10 years from now? I mean, what is our rotation on vehicles?
We're due to get another plow or patrol truck in the next couple of years.
We've been replacing, with the three of the big trucks, we've been replacing one of those every 2 to 3 years. And, because our oldest one is...
We're no longer than that. Our oldest one is an '07.
'07. So the, well, there's three of them, so, yeah, that's 9 years.
Right.
So, you know, it's an '07, and I think there's a 10?
A 10 and a 15, 14.
14.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, those get replaced on that schedule, and then the smaller ones are not quite as often, but we don't use those as much.
No.
And then the grader, well, that was bought in about 1990.
96.
96.
Was it 96?
Yep.
And the loader is a...
Right around the same, 96.
Right around the same.
Yeah.
We just had the loader refinished or refurbished, so, I mean, it's like brand new now. That's gonna last us another 10, 15 years. But yeah, we can get that together, what our replacement, you know, what we've done in the past and which ones would be coming up in the future with how many years.
One of my concerns is, you know, we've had some extra expenditures thrown at us in this last year. I mean, probably more than this township's had thrown at it in a long time. It just, it is concerns me a little bit, but I know that you can't, like, not negate, you know what I mean? It's like, you can't just ignore it, like it's just gonna go away or it's gonna be better. I know there was discussion, possibly, if we were to replace the loader, that we would go to, you know, a front-wheel steer, you know, instead of articulated with the all-wheel drive. But I'm just, yeah, I just think it's really important for us because the budget is the hardest thing, you know what I mean? We want to make sure that we have the money. It's just that this year's a really unusual year with salt shit. Yeah, other things, so that's just my suggestion.
We'll do that. Pete and I can sit down before budget time and get that put together. Okay? Item number 11, discussion action, Blackhawk Road. I got a call from Mark Hartsheim. They had it on their last budget, or their last town board meeting. And they got a quote of $86.80 to pave the road, that hill portion. His comment to me then was, the town of Monaco would be willing to pay half, and then we can discuss whether we wanna, if the town of Monaco can continue to maintain Blackhawk Road in its entirety, or if they want the town of Lac-des-Flambeaux to take it, and we maintain it, get the gas tax on it. So if we were looking at half, it would be $4,340. And then...
Per year?
No, just to fix it.
Fix the
hill portion.
The erosion.
Yeah, and then...
Has happened.
What do you got there? That's a... It's a quarter mile. What, we're getting a mile, we're getting 1,300 a mile?
I think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, 1,300 a mile, so if we get a fourth of that, you're gonna get $400 of $450 a year.
Is it in our part, off of our part of our stock or off of the Monaco's part of our stock?
It's right on the line.
Yeah, it must be, yeah.
It's...
Right down the line.
When you come down Arnold Stock, you're heading south, the county line comes through here, and...
Oh, it's right.
It's right, right on the line.
Right.
Half the road, north half is in Flambeau, the south half is in Monaco.
Right.
Well, $8,600 sounds pretty cheap, but you're in a paving business.
It's three, what the heck was that? It's like 300-400 feet of road with curb. You know, they actually, the town of Monaco has got all the gravel and the they put a bunch of recycle down on it, which, you know, you can use to pave over, so it's a reasonable price.
And this is, the part that's needing repair is on both Monaca and Flambeau?
Yep. It runs right down the center. When you look at the maps, because they had it surveyed, the road right-of-ways are on both sides, 33 feet on one side, 33 feet on the other, and then they had, the surveyor located the actual road. It wavers a bit, maybe 5-10 feet, but it stays right down the middle.
Well, when we budgeted the road projects that we had selected, and we had called and picked two projects, there was a...
We had a little left.
We had money left in there. I don't remember exactly what that amount was, but I know it was far exceeded 43.10.
Right.
However, I guess what I'm concerned is, and I'd like to comment from you, I mean, is one road, like, what is it got to be? That's not much of a big road, that's not gonna change somebody's route if we were to assume it as our responsibility for plowing. I mean, you're gonna have to plow it.
Well, why, they don't want it, why? Because there's nobody that lives on that, that's Monaca resident?
They have two places in Monaca on the road, but they're before the hill. And there's the one place in Flambeau that's at the bottom of the hill.
And they're full-time taxpayers.
And they're full-time.
Right, and I've talked to that guy in the past. Yeah, I mean, not that we can't do it, but it's one more road to grade, one more road to mow, one more road to plow, one more intersection to plow, and it's, I guess, I don't know why we want it. Not that we can't, but why do we want to take it from them or take it over? Are they just trying to get rid of it because they don't want something to do?
Well, I don't think it's more that they want to get rid of it. It's just the complaint, and which there has definitely been, have been shown that there's been a major problem.
Yeah, and I had talked to that guy at the end more than once, and he's a nice guy, and told him.
And they couldn't receive, they couldn't get any satisfaction, okay? So that's why it's before us right now. So I'm just saying is, our concern, my concern was, is you can't neglect a taxpayer that lives on a road that's owned by a township.
Right.
And for us to stand up and say, well, you gotta fix it, well, now all of a sudden, we're in the game, and we do have a certain amount of responsibility, but we haven't because we haven't had it on our schedules, on our funds, right. So.
And then if we take it over, then are those Monaca people gonna be calling us with the same thing down the road, saying why?
What have the complaints been? Are the complaints about this part that needs repair?
Yeah.
Well, once that's...
Once it's repaired.
Repaired, then there shouldn't be any more complaints.
Been the only complaint.
So what would be the advantage to the two taxpayers, the two Flambeau taxpayers, in switching over so that...
Yeah,
I don't see that there would be...
I don't see it either.
As long as we can help do the repair that's necessary and fix the road, which I'm willing to do, even though I don't think we're legally obligated.
We're not legally obligated.
But morally we are. Yeah, morally we are. So I don't think I see any advantage in taking the road.
The only thing I mean is, I haven't heard any other complaint, whether it was not being plowed or if there was other issues that I'm not aware of, okay, and until they bring them forward. And that still allows for this town board to open a dialogue with the Monaca town board if there's more problems in the future. And it doesn't mean that, you know, other, you know, the scenario can't change in the future. But yeah, I mean, for the small amount of revenue that you're gonna get from this small little road, let's just, and I'd suggest we just leave it alone.
Leave it alone and we'll pay the half to repair the damaged part. And call it good.
Yeah. Are we able to take it? Yeah, we can take it.
Yep.
So I'll make the motion to split the cost. I'll take that out of the overall fund for this year's projects.
Second.
And then Monaca keep the road.
Correct at this time, unless we hear something in the future.
Yep. Okay, motion been made and seconded for Flambeau to pay one half of the estimated cost of $86.80 to repair compared to Black Hawk Road, NACA would retain the ownership slash gas tax recipient money for it. All those in favor?
Aye.
I'll abstain from that. Motion carried. Item number 12, discussion approval bartender's application for Jacob Kelly.
What is your policy?
It's been...
2 years.
Generally, it's 2 years.
Yeah, but misdemeanor though.
It's changed.
Well, it's any conviction, but does, but did it have to do with selling, serving, or consuming alcohol? That's the question.
Yeah, I couldn't get a definite answer because it was from Oneida County. But I would presume so. And there was many. I shouldn't say that, but yeah.
Habitual?
Yeah, kind of, yeah. Well, no, I guess, you know, I'm sorry, I'm ecstatic with something else. It just was in courts for a long time.
Oh, okay.
But nothing since April 2014, I mean, nothing since then.
That's 2 years.
And that is 2 years.
That's beyond 2 years, yeah.
I don't know, do I vote on this?
I would say you would, you should not.
Make a motion to approve the bartender's license for Jacob Kelly.
I will second that. Motion been made and seconded to approve bartender's application. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn at 1:22.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you.
Care about who she was, and I couldn't figure it out. And then when they announced the attorney to somebody, that's all I knew.
I didn't recognize the name, I guess.